Oh, my God.
Yo, Silverback Chronicles podcast. It's your boy, Big H. I got my brother, Dre.
Okay.
What's good?
Chilling, my brother. Let's do it.
My peoples, we back again. Another episode. Listen, it's been a while since we chopped it up. So me and Dre figure we just going to chop it up and talk about the hottest topics, what's going on.
A little hot take.
The world is crazy. Got so much nonsense going on. You know, I tell you what, it never stops. But before I dive into that, Triple C, what's good, baby?
Maintaining and chilling, bro.
All day, every day.
As always.
What are we talking about first?
It's a lot going on.
Triple C, what you think? What's one of the hot topics everybody talking about?
One of the hot topics everybody talking about, of course, is what will happen in Memphis. But it's been playing over and over again. But our take on that is specialized units. What are the benefits, and what could be some of the potential problems for having said specialized units?
Well, first and foremost, we don't condone what them officers did in Memphis. They all need to be tried and go to fucking jail. What they did was they did not conduct an arrest. It was more of a gang-style beating. They beat that man for no fucking reason. That was ridiculous. They were not within policy, and they pretty much wanted to do whatever they wanted to do. That's unfortunate, and that's fucking sad. And every time we turn around, we got another pair of assholes that want to leave a bad stain on policing. And that's what policing got to, that's what we got to deal with. Negative, because of these morons not serving the way they're supposed to serve. It's so bad, it's egregious, it's disgusting, and it serves no purpose in policing. It's horrible. They took it upon themselves to beat that man for what? And one of the main officers, what? Because I guess the dude was with his baby mother?
That's not
accurate?
It's not confirmed yet.
But still, regardless.
Regardless.
That was not a car stop. The car stop went south, and it went into this just, like, what are we doing? Jumping this guy, handcuffs on him, kicking him in the face, punching him. Like, what is going on?
I mean,
it's disgusting.
Clearly, these individuals acted as individuals. They were not, that's not something they were trained to do. And the problem is that the public sees this. And now the public sees that. And now the public believes that that's what we're trained to do. And that's why we don't get the trust from the public.
And I can understand
those, and I can understand it too. Yeah. Because guess what? I drive fast. Everybody knows you. If you know me, I drive fast. And when I get pulled over, I'm in my best behavior. You know why? Because I'm not trying to go through that. Am I even being in the job looking the way I look? And it's not about, you know. Mm-hmm. But you might get that person that wants to be an individual, and I might have to deal with that.
And forget he's got the badge on.
Right. That's an that was an act of individuals that got way too emotional, and there was not a person that was able to ring it back and say, yo, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing right now? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? There was zero accountability, and that's why I understand why they got fired. I know we're a little late on it, but it's the truth, though. Like, we sit back and we wait for all the facts to come in. Mm-hmm. When you act like an individual on this job, you're gonna get jail time. You're gonna get jail time.
With any lawful car stop, you have your probable cause, you have your RIS, reasonable articulable suspicion to know why you're stopping the individual. Before you get to that car, you know exactly what you stopped them for, and you have the proper questions to ask in reference to that car stop. If you do not have that, leave people alone. And if you do stop somebody, conduct yourself like a gentleman. Wearing this badge, you are the ultimate elite gentleman. You are Superman. Yes, you are.
That has lethal force.
And you're supposed to conduct yourself as such, accordingly. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, sir. Conduct yourself. Have conversations. Don't be rude. Don't be cruel, because that furthers the black cloud on what we do for a living. If you don't have anything, leave people alone. If you stop somebody, sir, the reason for the stop was, if you want to conduct a thorough investigation, tell them what happened, what led to the car stop, do that. After you're done, give them a citizen contact. Whatever your department policies follows you, you be guided by that in talking to people. Give them their stop receipt. Keep it moving. All this extracurricular mumbo jumbo is because you're an emotional individual and you don't have the proper temperament to do the job and serve accordingly the way you're supposed to. Stop getting emotional. That's not why we're here to do this job and serve. We're here to protect and serve, do the job the way it's supposed to be done. Enough is enough of nonsense.
Even with like specialized units, I believe in specialized units. And
yes, to answer your question, Triple
C. Yeah, specialized units are needed because, but like, it should be specialized people that have proven, that have special skills to target, you know, your bad guys, your drug dealers, your gun runners. See what I'm saying? Because patrol is dealing with the general public. So if you're in a specialized unit and you're targeting, you have to target. You're targeting people that fit a certain criteria of this person. Like, you know, he fits the criteria of like the gun runner. And if you pull him over and there's no gun, even though you know he's the gun runner, but he has no gun that day, you gotta let him go. You gotta let him go.
Specialized units, they specialize in going to get bad guys.
That's it.
They specialize in going to get drug offenders, gun offenders. You have to have time on to get in these specialized units. Your background of investigation got to start with patrol. That's how you hone in your skill set as a police officer. You got to conduct, you got to answer calls of service. And whatever you are, whatever you adapt to as an officer in patrol, if you do a lot of car stops, you'd like to get drug lockup arrests, then you hone in on that skill set on doing that. And the more you do it, the more you build your track record. And the drug units, they see how well you conduct yourself as a regular officer in the street, on patrol. Now, you have to be hand-selected to go upstairs or go in the drug unit. It's not anybody can do it because obviously anybody's not fit. They don't fit the criteria. Now, I don't know what happened in Memphis, but those guys definitely didn't fit the criteria.
I mean, a lot of them just came out of the academy in 2020.
They ain't even have, what, 5 years on
yet? No, they didn't. So it's like, what, a year and a half on? Because academy, field training, mm-hmm. and then boom, you hit the street, and then you all of a sudden, you're in a
specialized
scorpion unit. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's made with good intentions, but it's like, you don't have seasoned guys.
You're not ready for
that. You gotta, patrol's the bread and butter. Like, in patrol, you're gonna figure out what you like and what you don't like. And you're going to figure out, like, if you spend at least 5 years in patrol, a lot of people don't want to hear it, but if you do at least 5 years in patrol, that'll make you a well-rounded officer where you can write reports and also figure out, I'm into guns, I'm into drugs, I'm into car stops, I'm into traffic, I'm into, I'm a general cop.
You do all of that when you're on patrol.
Absolutely.
You build your resume on how to do search and seizures for homes.
Right.
Which makes it easier to fit the criteria to go in the drug unit because you know how to handle a search and seizure warrant with a home. You did it before. You have the template to do that. So your expertise is much more than what a regular guy that came on the job and doesn't have that expertise of going out there getting drugs. So that's why when you get these particular drug specialized units, the guys that are there, there should be senior officers. There should be guys with time on in these units because they know exactly how to do what they need to do, how to get drugs off the streets and guns off the streets. That's the why right units way. Are very small. They know how to work well with each other. They know from A through Z who they're going to get, how they're going to adjust when they get that individual, and how they're going to take things down. It doesn't take long. They know what they're going to do, and they're well-groomed in doing it.
I've been in a specialized unit. I've had the blessing to be in a specialized unit since after the riots. And the one thing everybody in a specialized unit hates is when a new guy comes, and he doesn't know anything.
And green.
And he doesn't know how to even write a search warrant. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how did you make it here? It's almost like SWAT, right? Like SWAT is a specialized, probably the best specialized unit any department has, right?
The elite of the elite.
They don't look. They don't just let a 2 year guy come in.
No.
And if they do, whoever comes in early, that young rookie, that young guy that came in early, he had to prove himself. Whether it was proficiency with shooting, just tactics.
Everything.
So why is that not with, like, the street specialized units, you know, drug units?
Yeah.
You have to prove that. You can't just, oh, we need a body. Hey, you come up. No. This is what happens.
This is your liability.
I guarantee if those guys spent 5 years in patrol, they wouldn't be in this mess. And they would not treat that person the way they did.
It's also, they got to get better with the hiring practices as well.
That's also a big thing. Like, I wonder if they lower their...
their expectations.
To get bodies.
To get bodies, because they need people on the street.
That might be a big issue, because recruitment is a problem right now. Nobody wants to do this job.
Yeah.
Speaking about nobody wants to do this job, here's the thing. I am tired of the people that have never done the job talking about the job. Again, I don't go to a brain surgeon and say, you need to operate on this person this way. I don't go to a dentist and say, you got to remove K9. I'm dead serious. I don't go to a plumber and be like, yo, this elbow pipe needs to be such and such. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
These people, they come, they don't understand what it is to be a first responder. I don't even go to a firefighter. I'll be on a call with a firefighter and they're like, yo, and I'm like, bet you got it. I never fought a fire. I stay in my lane. People need to stay in their lane. If you're a social worker, don't talk about, oh, I think the police should be. You never done it. Half these people, especially the politicians, you never even been smacked in the mouth. And you're like, oh, but, and you create these laws. And at the end of the day, the true people that suffer are the citizens. Are the citizens, because criminals are going to keep doing what they're doing, no matter what, since the beginning of time.
Yeah. I just think, you know what? When you sign up for this job, you sign up with the, to get the criticism as well. And, you know, everybody has an
opinion. And that's dope. That's great.
Everybody has an opinion. But it just takes more of us to get out there to let people know, you know, how police are supposed to conduct themselves. And unfortunately, it just comes with the territory of people having their opinion and have that opinion. But educate yourself, you know. Like I always say, come and do our, the Citizen Academy, and do our shoot, don't shoot course. Go to any jurisdiction.
Do it right along.
Yeah, do it right along. Go to any police department. You know, do their shoot, don't shoot course. Do their Citizens Academy. Just to, you know, brighten your perspective and give you a better sense of education on how police are, you know, conduct themselves in different situations. But, you know, it's just going to... That's why I love what we do. That's why I'm glad we created this platform, so people can get a better understanding of what policing is and how we do it. Because you got two live active detectives on the job serving, and we do this thoroughly every day, all day. So, you know, I love it. I don't like the stigma that keeps being put on us, but unfortunately, you got a lot of assholes on the job that serve, and they serve it the wrong way. So that's just a bad thing, man. It's sad. I feel bad for that gentleman, that young brother that lost his life, being drug on the floor like that, beat on, kicked on. Like, and then you got black officers doing that to a black man. Like, what is going on, man?
Yeah.
It's just so, that is so bad for so many fucking reasons. And it's very disturbing.
But so after that, like, you see how the media, they ain't even like, it's not even like all over the media. It's not even all over the media.
Also,
the media just plays with us, man.
And also, they were also saying that the white officer, he was on scene in reference to deploying his taser, and he wasn't even fired for a couple of days until he recently got fired. So they're like, you know, you hold these black officers to a higher standard. What about this white officer that was on scene, deployed his taser, and he was part of it too? So why isn't he held to
when a higher standard? When they all wearing the same
badge.
If you wear the same badge, you wear the same badge.
I mean, you know, It's just politics. I don't do politics. I don't like it. But what's right is right.
There's too much politics.
What's right is right. And the world is, you know, that's an argument too. Why wasn't he held to a high standard like the black officers? They should have all been fucking arrested.
He was in the mix.
He was there. He was part of the call. Don't matter when it happened, he was there. You deployed your taser. You was part of what happened.
But as a man that wears the badge, being with a crew, someone should have poured water on that and be like, enough.
From the beginning, yeah.
But
it was taken to another level from the beginning. It was just extra.
Once the cuffs come on, it's a wrap. It's done. 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 He's not a threat. Cuffs are on. Somebody should be like tapping, pulling people off like, yo, he's good. Sit him in the car. Let's go. It's done.
It's just sad. It's extremely sad. A young brother lost his life. And we got some shitty
officers. For no reason, because we don't even know if he had a gun in the car.
We don't know nothing. But now we got shitty officers and they need to go directly to jail. Listen, if I was you officers, which I would never be because I just don't conduct myself like that, fuck trial. Take whatever they're going to give you, son.
It's on camera, papi.
Everything. You got no argument. No shoulder to lean on, nothing. You guys are crooked, disgusting, very disturbing, low lives. And get what's coming to you. Take your ass to jail.
Yeah, because you make the job harder for the people that are doing it right.
Word. And y'all look stupid. Just stupid throwing haymakers. You can tell these punk motherfuckers can't even fight.
They can't even fight.
Can't even fight.
Because the homie that rest in peace, he's taking them punches, he's standing up.
But regardless, it's just sad.
But still.
It's very disturbing. But we don't like to beat a dead horse, but we definitely don't agree with that. That was disgusting, very disturbing. And I don't like to say hate, but I really dislike what happened. That is so bad on so many levels. And it just sets us back another 30 years of policing because this shit is ridiculous, man. Yeah. It's ridiculous. We got to get it together. These officers got to do better. Listen, if you're not fit for the job, please don't do the job. Don't take the job on just to get a fucking check. No, that's not going to do it. You're a liability.
If you take the job on just to get a check, the job will expose you.
It always does.
And here we are.
Always does. Tighten up on hiring practices. If you need 30 people and you only get 5 legit ones, guess what? You got 5 legit ones to go out there and serve.
That will save the department from fucking ridicule and embarrassment. Yeah.
Because it's not worth it. Take the 5 legit ones, and guess what? Go back to recruiting again.
Yeah. Get another 5.
Get another 5.
In like 2 years.
Word.
But it'll be worth it.
It'll be worth it, because all this is liability, and that department's, oh my goodness. I don't even want to think about what the federal government going to do to them. Everything is going to be revamped and changed around.
Yeah.
But rightfully so, they deserve every bit of it. And those officers, you guys are scumbags, and you get what you deserve. Yeah. What else we got, Triple C?
A New York City officer, God rest her soul, it was a murder-suicide. She was retired, and it was in Flatbush. She was a single mom of 3, gunshot wound to the jaw. She did, apparently, or allegedly, I'll say, killed her boyfriend and then killed herself. So I know we've talked about this before, but mental health after retirement for officers and first responders.
I mean, this is part of it. Like, you're on the job, right? You see what happened down in, you know, Memphis, and it's like, I got to go to work. And I go to work, and it's like, I'm minding my own business in whatever town you're working. And people are like, fuck you. Y'all killed that boy in Memphis. And it's like, I'm 7,500 miles away from Memphis. But you still feel that. Why? Because it's like you're still wearing that uniform. Mm. And then not only all the trauma that you've seen from the long career that, you know, the deceased had, and now you're like, every day you go to work, you don't think about the stuff that happened. So now you retire, and now you have time, and you start thinking about the things, all the trauma you've been through, and I don't know what the boyfriend was doing. But it's hard to be a regular person after being the person that fixes everyone's problems for 25 years and never got a, you know, thank you. You do get a thank you every once in a while, but you never get that, you know, you never get that like, hey, how are you doing? It's now that we're talking after post-COVID that we're talking about like mental health. But
we talk about like energy, right? So always people always say positive energy and positive vibes, right? It makes you feel better. There are studies out there where if you talk to a plant and give it like certain music, it'll grow. If you give it negative and tell it it's negative every day, it'll die. So how do you all deal with that? Like you said, you may deal with, you know, when you all worked in the Northeast, like you said, when the biggest district in the area, you get 25 calls, 24 are negative every day, 5 days, 6 days a week to include overtime. And it's just like any other sport. Like, again, you know, we all play football. You're getting hit every single day, 5, 6 days a week. You're getting time off, but you're still getting, you know, you come back to that for that 20, 30 years. And then you wonder why your body breaks down. Is it that same kind of feel for you all? And how do you deal with it?
Me personally, I don't let the job bother me. I use the job for the hours that I'm there. And once I leave, I'm Ralph. Like, I have life outside of policing. A lot of people can't, you know, compartmentalize that and leave policing when you sign out of your shift. You got to have other outlets. Mm-hmm. Policing is just one phase of your life.
It's a job.
It's a job. It's a job. It's something that you do. Yo, when you're done, you clock out, turn that shit off. Go be you. Go enjoy yourself. Go bowling. Yeah. Go to sporting events. Go to the gym. Learn something else you want to do. Shit, draw. You know what I mean? Go enjoy time with your friends. Go enjoy time with your loved ones, your kids, your family members. There's life outside of policing. People just don't know how to shut that shit off.
Because it's a hard thing to shut off.
I guess to the individual. It's never hard for me because I don't take policing home with me. Well, I'm serious when I go there. I watch my six. I watch my partners, my loved ones while we in the blue when we at work. But, yo, when I'm done with work, no. Go to boxing events. Do something. Keep it moving. Life shouldn't be just stuck on police. Fuck policing. You do it when you have to do it, and that's it. Put your time in. Do your overtime. Create another business. Supplement income. Yo, just reach for the stars. A lot of people don't know how to separate that. And people don't have lives outside of that.
Yeah.
And that's the bad thing. Because then when you retire, what are you left to do? What are you going to do?
You have nothing.
You know what I'm saying? And
that was your whole people, identity.
A lot of people don't know what to do once they leave policing. I've seen a lot of supervisors that got 30 plus years on. All they know is policing. They're scared to retire because they don't know nothing else to do. And that's sad.
Yeah.
You dedicate all your life to this fucking badge. And that's all you know. That's sad. That's disturbing. Shout out, rest in peace. What's his name? Our wagon guy. Trey, what was his name? Jimmy?
From the Northeast?
Yeah. Jimmy Wilder. God bless his soul. Such a bright man.
Smooth cat.
So, like, yo, I love Jimmy. He wore his cough ribs.
He was sharp.
Yo, he was sharp, though.
Sharp.
Sharp as a tack. You know, core frames you wore in the academy because you had to wear them shits. But
he wore them on the street.
He wore them on the street.
He was shining.
Sharp. And God bless his soul. Jimmy was a little overweight. He was our wagon guy. But Jimmy retired. He didn't live a complete year after retirement.
Yep.
He passed away within that year. I saw him because he came to qualify and shoot his off duty.
He was happy.
Yeah, happy. Same Jimmy. Laughing, talking. Dude, it's nothing you couldn't go to him about the job that he didn't know. That much experience. And God bless his soul, he passed away not even a full year into his fucking retirement after serving over 30-something years. That's sad, bro. You sit in your house. You don't do nothing. You don't got no activities to do. Like, you retired. Go do something. That's where you really live in your life.
That's the whole point of it.
That's the whole point, to retire and kick your feet up.
Yeah, not work.
But stay busy. Don't just stay in the house like a hermit. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking build a boat and a butt and a
bar. Having, you know.
Do something.
Having health issues. No, man. Who wants to live like that? After 30 years, 30 plus, 25 plus years of service, what do you want? Like you let your health deteriorate. You drinking more. You eating shit you shouldn't be eating. Especially black people, high blood pressure is number one for us. Diabetes second. You know, sustain that healthy life. Yo, go for a walk. 40 minutes a day. Do something. Work out. Stay active. Because you live your best life when you can finally kick your feet up because you ain't got no responsibilities. House should be paid off. You shouldn't have no expenses. You know, don't live beyond your means. You know what I mean? Unless you got supplement income coming in off. You set yourself up to where you could do what you want to do. But yeah, man, life outside of policing, man, that shit is real. Because people dying every day, bro.
And not only that, but once you're out, somebody else is coming in.
It's body for a body, bro.
You're so replaceable. Mm-hmm. So replaceable.
Use your job as a business.
Yeah.
Not once have I pulled my firearm. Well, I did one time. It was investigated, but I was good. But other than that, no. Fucking, you know, we don't get a job to shoot and kill nobody. I don't know. That's the last result. And, you know, talking is 90% of the job. You know how to talk to people. You don't got to worry about nothing. The job is easy.
Yep.
Just talking. Learn how to fucking talk to people. Be polite. Be that professional that they need you to be. You can't be a hothead with somebody that's an EP. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's too crazy talking to each other.
Right. EP is an emergency petition. Pretty much someone that's not mentally stable. So they're coming to you with issues, and then you come to them with a level 10 arguing.
Can't do it.
Can't do that. You're not going to win. You're not going to win that. You're supposed to be the professional every time. You don't beat fire with fire. I don't care what nobody says. Your objective is to deter that situation, bring that shit down to a 5, to a 3, so that they can speak to you clearly as a professional. Let them understand what they
do. Then we can communicate.
Communicate, that's it. Everybody goes home.
That's the bottom line. Everyone goes home.
Yeah.
Let's all go home. That's it.
Reference to that, definitely have other outlets. Yo, don't stress nothing. Life is tough as it is already. Smile, laugh, shit, go dancing. Enjoy life.
That Kazumba is real.
Word.
The Kazumba dance?
Yeah, I don't do all that, son.
I know you don't.
I got a sharp two-step and a twist, son. I ain't doing too much after that. Word. And Pinky's always up. But no, live life, man. Have fun.
That's it.
You don't stay sailing. Stressed. Right. Go sailing. Go to the zoo. You know what I'm saying? Just get out there and try different things, man. Life is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you can't just like do the job and then like go to the gym, obviously, because that's only an hour. And then go to the bar, cool. And then like be home.
Meet new people. Better yourself. Man, better your circle. Elevate your mental process.
Do different shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be stuck in a barrel with crabs because all they do is leave you there.
I feel like, all right, cool. I get it. I feel like as much, especially guys that are like the officers that are in the neighborhoods and surrounded by mad negativity, right? Like a busy department. When you go off, I feel like you have to submerge yourself as much as possible around normal, regular people. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
If you're from the city, well.
Like, if you work in a city, you have to find something to do where there's regular people that are not going to ask you cop questions, that are not going to, you can lose yourself in a, I don't know, but like you said, bowling.
I don't hang out with cops.
That's what I'm saying. Like you gotta separate the two.
Absolutely.
You go. You find a crew that's bowling. You find a crew that does pool, or I don't know, we're a swim team or
whatever,
a kayaking team or a rowing team or a CrossFit team, and like you don't tell nobody you're a cop, right? Obviously, it's gonna come out, but you. You want to be as normal as possible around normal people.
Absolutely.
It will offset that. Yeah, I really feel like
just don't hang out with. I mean, if you hang out with police, it's cool. But me and the Vizzy, I don't hang out with police. I don't want to talk about police shit. That's not what gets me going.
I don't want
to. I want to talk about life.
Let's talk about life.
I want to talk about
music.
Everything else.
Movies.
I don't want to talk about police shit.
I like to talk about the arts.
I don't talk about news.
You notice too, like, boxers don't really like talking about boxing. Like,
no.
Football players, professional football players. I'm like, yo, what'd you think about your con? I don't feel like that's my job.
I met a couple MMA guys, like UFC guys. Never once, I met Royce Gracie. Mm-hmm. That was in Baltimore when John Jones fought Glover Teixeira and John Jones' brother, I forgot his name, when they used to play for the Ravens, mm-hmm. and they did the party at the Get Down in Fells fucking Point.
Arthur Jones. Big brother.
Right?
Big D tackle. Yes. He was a big motherfucker.
Yes.
Pause.
Sorry. Pause.
It's all good. I met John Jones that night too. But I sat and spoke to Royce Gracie. It was not about jujitsu.
No.
The grandmaster of jujitsu. I didn't want to be like, oh my God, Royce Gracie. You know what I mean? Like, because same thing when that night I met Nate Diaz. I wasn't like, yo, what's up that time that you did this? I was just like, yo, what's up, bro? Like, and when you don't talk about that, they don't want to talk about MMA because they talk about MMA all day.
That's unattractive.
Yeah, I talked to
them. And plus, I've just met you.
Right.
How about what's your name? How you doing, bro?
And they're probably looking at me like, fam, what do you know about MMA? You just what?
Yeah. I'm figure four leg lock.
Right. Work? What's up? I put you now on my plata, but what's up? But yeah, that's like, we don't want to talk about police work.
No. I don't even listen. I don't even watch the news.
I can't.
I don't. I got enough to deal with in the city of Baltimore every fucking day. I'm good. But yes.
This beautiful town that I fucking can't get away from. I love it here.
Everybody, yeah. Baltimore's the shit, please.
Baltimore's really like one of the most underrated towns.
It's getting up there.
As far as what?
As far as like just getting out of not the city that you go always, that you'll go and get robbed. It's stepping outside of that because they're doing so much work inside the city with buildings and new infrastructure being implemented.
Yeah.
So it's going back to Charming City, Lord willing, in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, always have an outlet, everybody. God bless that woman. I pray for her children. I pray for her boyfriend's family. I pray for him. You got to get outside the box, man. Please leave policing at that goddamn district.
Precinct.
Precinct, wherever you work. When you clock out, keep it moving. And rest in peace to the officer that just died, too, for NYPD. He passed away on that Facebook shit trying to buy a car, and the dude shot him in the head.
They just caught him.
They caught him?
Let me tell you something about these fucking NYPD detectives.
Yeah. Savages.
Animals.
Yeah.
Animals.
Word.
Like, they investigative, like, the way they investigate, and I'm not just saying this because I'm from New York, but you see it. You see a guy punch an old lady in the street, 2 days, the guy's caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? These NYPD detectives, man, like,
masters.
They should be teaching that across the globe because they just, like, shout out to Juancito, he's detective. It's next level detective
work. What's his name?
Juancito. His name is Juan.
Juancito.
Juan.
What's the cita for?
It's my big cousin.
Is it slang?
No, it's like out of love.
Okay.
Out of like term.
Juancito.
Juancito's my brother, man, like my cousin.
My man.
We're going to have him here when he's retired. He did the World Trade Center. He was around for all that.
A word?
Yeah. Like my cousin, he's been a detective for, I don't know, he got 27 years on.
That's dope.
He got passed?
Huh?
The guy from New York?
I don't know.
I think he's still in critical condition.
Yeah, he's critical.
But you know what was dope about the NYPD? Like, they on the cuffs, if you see it, they put his name and his, like, sequence.
That's dope.
And those are the cuffs that went on the guy that killed him.
Good.
Or shot him.
Shot him. I'm sorry. Yeah, shot him.
Shot him. And it's like the NYPD guys, they know how to investigate.
And watch yourself on Facebook Marketplace and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, don't believe it, man. Yeah. Don't believe
yo,
it.
Yo, go
that's
by
the like, new that's the new Craigslist. Yeah, like
go by
yo, meet me here.
Station. Like do all your transactions there. You can call a local police station. They will have somebody right there.
Especially for officers.
Yeah.
Yo, don't come on, don't do it. You know they be robbing motherfuckers like that.
Yeah.
You know how many people, even when I first came on in the district, motherfuckers is driving from Virginia. Trying to meet in the city block to sell your dirt bike.
Fam,
stop it. 10 minutes later, rob them for their truck and the dirt bike. And they standing outside looking crazy. Don't believe it. And, you know, officer, yo, go to a dealership, man. Y'all got great credit. Don't do that Facebook shit that Mark, no, yo,
stand even if you don't have good credit, you got two pay stubs.
Word. You make good money, nigga. Go to the dealership.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. But yeah, shout out to him, man. I hope he has a safe recovery. And Lord, you know, keep your angels on him and get and just guide him in being safe and sound from that with a full, strong recovery. And I'm glad they got the asshole that shot him. What else we got, Triple C?
The last one is if y'all got a call to go out, say if you and Dre both are on patrol together again. Got y'all both.
I wish that would happen again.
And somebody calls and
it'll
says,
be a lot of it's fun. A
big so ass.
How long has it been? I'm sorry. How long has it been since we?
10 years?
No.
Longer than that.
No.
Yeah.
Since the riots. The no. riots happened, then we went out
15,
separate ways.
But then we, in 15. But shit, we was on patrol for what?
In the riots.
Was it 15?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So was that 8 years?
Yeah, about that. 8 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, so y'all on patrol,
mm-hmm.
and somebody, and y'all get a call from, shout out to, what is it, Buffy? Buffy call y'all.
Buffy,
the dispatcher, right. Baby.
Buffy dispatcher call y'all and say, somebody called, there's a big-ass red balloon in the sky with a goddamn, it looked like something on it. Like, how would y'all respond to that?
Well,
I mean, the balloon shit is crazy, right?
Yeah, the balloon shit now... I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know, man. I got my feelings about it. I mean, obviously, you want to make sure. I mean, the joint came through Alaska, from what I heard.
Canada. Through Alaska, Canada, all the way around.
And it made it all the way down to, like, North, South Carolina.
Yeah.
So he basically
went. It's a lot of information they got going all the way around like that.
It took a week. It took a week.
Yeah.
I get it. You want to make sure it's not a booby trap. I get it. You want
to. Nothing explosive.
How would you handle it, though? How would y'all handle, like, because like you said, you don't know what that is.
And as a call for service?
Y'all are very trained in, like, there are certain things that y'all know.
As a call for highest service? That's the highest.
Yeah, as a call for service, we would just call it out, see, you know, give our coordinates, where we at, what do we see, take pictures of it, and all that information is going to be transmitted.
Do like from, an x-ray scan?
It's going to be from
bomb
supervisor, call the bomb unit, call TAC. Call SWAT, and pretty much, and they take it from there. We're the first ones on scene just to see what it is, take pictures of it, and disseminate that information to supervisors. And like you said, the bomb unit, TAC, and they come in and take it from there.
Yeah, because they're the specialized units.
Yeah.
But on the federal level, I mean, if I had the choice, I would definitely monitor it for like 2 days, make sure... with all the technology that we have, that is not a booby trap. And I already know, like, China already has satellites over us. So I'm thinking, like, is this, like, a gimmick? Like, is this a booby trap?
Mm-hmm.
Once I see there's not a booby trap, I'm shooting the shit down. Fuck that shit.
It's just as long as you... I guess the biggest thing is knowing for sure that it won't cause harm to anybody if you get rid of it. So I guess that was the biggest thing on knowing what is it.
But I think with the technology that they have, and I don't know, like we said, we're not privy to it, but I think if once it was like over Alaska, I could determine if it's threatening. Shoot that shit down over there over the ice, and that's it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even make it, I would not allow for it to come over all the way to the Carolinas.
Yeah, you take care of it right then and there.
Yeah.
Take care of it in the water.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like, I don't know, man. that country's playing with us, man, with the COVID. I think it was more so a test to see how we react to certain things.
Could be.
I think they're timing our reaction time.
I'm not taking another COVID shot in it.
I'm not taking another one.
It's over.
For what, so you can catch COVID again?
Motherfuckers got me. They got me with the first three. You won't get me with no more.
Boosted, triple boosted.
Yeah, I'm good.
All that.
I'm good.
All that.
That's going to be it for me. But yeah, as a first responder, we would just check it out, give our location, take pictures, get that information over to the supervisors, and let the specialists come and take care of it. The U.S. handling the situation, they handle it how they see fit. I'm not a specialist in balloons, so I couldn't tell you what the fuck was in it or what was around it. But
did the balloon even have cameras?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know nothing. I mean, shout out to our military, man.
Absolutely.
Like, you guys are on such high alert with everything going on with Ukraine. And, man, there's so much love for y'all out there because I tell people all the time, man, like, this is the greatest country in the world. You don't know, and I invite everybody to please go travel because once you travel, you will appreciate the United States. Because the way people do things in different countries, it's just different. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to the United States, at least you get some sense of, all right, cool. I go to any country, right? I don't do zip lines. I don't do roller coasters. You know why? Something happens to me, the hospitals are not adequate enough like it is in the United States. Look what happened to Big Papi. Big Papi got shot in the Dominican Republic. And they were like, yo, we're going to have to take all your intestines out. Or we're going to have to do... And the Boston Red Sox was like, send our guy back. They sent him a plane.
Back to Boston.
And they saved his whole area. Mm-hmm. And now look, he's up and running. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you going... I hate to say this. You only get that in the United States. I saw a video of a regular, like, bar coming out of Brazil. I don't know where in Brazil. The guy was swinging at the cop. They talking their shit. Cop came out and unloaded. And nobody, that's what they do in these other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the United States, we have protocol, we have rules, we have, you know, like escalations. People need to really appreciate where we live. Like, we really need to just start taking care of each other as Americans. Because it's getting to that point. I don't know. It's getting to that point.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's wild. It's a wild time.
But everybody, listen. Stay safe.
But I'm going to hit them beaches, though, in a different country.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to keep my feet on the ground.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna go horseback riding. But I will be on the beach.
Absolutely. What else we got, Triple C? That's it? Well, my peoples, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in.
How the girls do it?
Just a nice little chop it up session. It's been a while since we spoke to you guys one-on-one. Some relatively, the hot topics nowadays. Just a little bit. We appreciate you. Always listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Always like, subscribe, comment. If you want us to discuss anything in particular, post it. You know, send us comments. We'd love to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about.
Absolutely.
You know, we keep it like a tall glass of water. And we keep it real. And we appreciate you. We love you. Dre, what you got?
Peace and love.
Triple C.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
My peoples, Silverback Chronicles Podcast. We love you. We appreciate you. Nice, cute little session. And we'll see you guys next week. Be safe.
Something lying. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed on the Silverback Chronicles podcasts are those of the hosts, producers, and or the guest appearing on the program. They do not reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes, but not exclusive to, the Department of Defense, Homeland, and the Baltimore City Police Department. The Silverback Chronicles podcast with Dre, Big H, and Triple C. Hit the subscribe button, like, and comment.